Good morning. This is Dr. Raymond M. Gordon, a continuation of our last week's lesson on the strong carrying the burdens and afflictions of the weak. From Romans chapter 15, verse 1, we've been dealing with this concept during this Christmas season, and we got to put Christmas where it is. It's not about decorations. It's about the deliverer. It's not about trees. It's about triumph. Amen. And transformation. It's not about lights. It's about liberty. That Jesus Christ came to liberate us, to free us. And the spirit that Jesus gives us during a true assessment of Christmas is a spirit of giving. Giving means giving and expecting nothing in return. That's the agapeo love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What we have to check ourselves with this morning, are we biblically giving? Are we biblically in place to help absorb people's hurts and pains? This is the practical part of our faith. It's easy to say, I believe, but James says, faith without works is dead. What are we displaying to our loved ones? What are we displaying to the church? What are we displaying to the community and the world? So one of the things we dealt with is that you that are strong, bear the infirmities of the weak. Choose somebody that's weak in faith, weak in knowledge of the Lord, weak in the word, and you choose to carry them. You choose to give them godly counsel. You choose to cooperate with their weaknesses, not agree with them, but in spite of where they are, what they're going through, you begin to put on a backpack that belongs to somebody else. Too often this world is very selfish and we only carry our own. We only care about our own. We only try to help our own. But this Christmas season, if we celebrate Christmas with the spirit of Christ, our Jesus, then we should be able to come alongside and comfort one another. So one of the things that we left off, he says, we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities, the sicknesses, the weaknesses of the weak, and not to please ourselves. And this is the challenge of Christ in our lives. What are you doing for everyone else and not just yourself? Because we're self-centered. We take selfie pictures. We're self-motivated. Everything is about me, myself, and I. In this generation, we have to come out of that spirit and look at others and minister to them. But in verse 5, it says, now the God of patience, and we need patience and consolation, grant you to be like-minded to Jesus, one toward another. Listen, according to Christ Jesus. I love that. And then in verse 7, it says, wherefore, receive ye one another as Christ has received us to the glory of Almighty God. So the challenge is that we do not deal with people based on their weaknesses, based on where they are in life. People are hurting. People are despondent. People are frustrated. People are fragmented. During this Christmas season, if we believe that Jesus is the Son of God and God the Son, and that he is a giving God, he's a glorifying God, he's a good God, intrinsically good. If we believe that, then some of the characteristics of Christ has to come into us. Who is it that we're willing to reach out and bear their burden? Reach out and help counsel them through our actions. Carry them where they can't carry themselves. Cooperate with them when they feel no one cares, and then comfort them when they're going through continuous storms. I dare you, through the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus, this Christmas season, to avail yourselves to be a giver and not a taker. Givers bless others. Takers curse others. Let's be a bridge of people who give. And when you give in the name of Jesus, God's going to give back to you. Pressed down and running over. God loves a cheerful giver. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and we love you. Have a great day. Thank you.